interested to find what is flowing from the pens, or would that be the keyboards of writers in Cornwall? And we're going to talk now to Marius Creed, who has just published a novel called The Devil's Magus. It is described as a dark, intelligent, occult thriller. And I'm delighted to say that Marius is with us to have a chat. Hello, Marius. A very, very good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon to you too. It's lovely to be here and thank you for having me.
You, reading a bit about you, are a scientist, aren't you? You've been a meteorologist, an oceanographer. You know, you're very much in the realm of fact. What makes you go in the direction of the occult in your fiction?
Well, I think the occult is very similar, really. The same thing, but basically, in my scientific work, I'm sort of analysing unseen forces, and the occult and the supernatural, it's very much like the same thing. You're looking at unseen forces and trying to understand them.
And for you, I mean, obviously you've come back to Cornwall, I think, having started life here, like many of us. The invisible ivy eventually draws you back. You've come back to Cornwall. Was writing something that you did throughout your career, or is it something that has come to the fore since you've retired?
It's writing is something I've done throughout my life, really, but mainly when I was a naval officer for 28 years, and I used to write articles, technical articles, but I also wrote short stories, and I wrote things like pantomimes and what we used to call sods operas, really reviews, comical reviews, to entertain the naval audiences.
A bit like a sort of more up-to-date, it ain't half hot, Mum.
Yes.
And for you, embarking on your first full-length novel, was that daunting?
Yes, I mean, I'd always wanted to write a full-length novel, but it's much more difficult, of course, than writing a short story. But I've loved that the genre that I'm writing in, with The Devil's Magus, and I've loved that kind of fiction since I was a teenager. You know, when I was thrilled by and scared by people like Dennis Wheatley.
Oh, I used to read Dennis Wheatley, yeah.
Yes. Well, this is very much a tribute to Dennis Wheatley, my novel. It's very much in that tone.
Well, how did you tell the process? Did you map out a plot and then write the words around it? Or did you just start at the beginning and see where it took you?
No, I did map out a plot, but it's been with me a very long time. I started it I was living in the United States in the late 1990s, and I wrote the opening part, I think, after I'd mapped it out, in the early 2000s. The novel's in three parts, but after that, life and career just took over, and it sat around for years, and it was only after I retired and returned home, and particularly during lockdown, when everything became quiet, that I finally had the time to finish.
Carry on.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying, in a way, it's sort of grown alongside me for most of my adult life.
So it must have been quite a moment when it actually appeared in print. Without giving away any spoilers, just give us the premise of the story. We know that it's occult, but it's not sort of things leaping out from behind the creaky door occult.
I mean, at its heart, it's a supernatural thriller. It's about family, loyalty, and the cost of power. It begins in America. It moves briefly into the political world of London. And then the story really settles in Cornwall, where the landscape and the history become part of the drama. There are demons and ritual magic in it, but the real engine of the book is human. Relationships between, you know, two brothers, a marriage under strain, and how far people will go to protect the ones they love.
Isn't that interesting that even though you had this international career, when you came to write your big work, Cornwall was still there, obviously, as a major theme within it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have the my Cornish roots. I've lived, I started off on the Rain Peninsula. I've lived up several years on the Lizard Peninsula, and now living in near Launceston in a village in Cornwall.
Fantastic. And the business of actually getting the book into print and marketing, I mean, you're obviously an intelligent guy. You've worked as a teacher, a naval officer, a meteorologist, an oceanographer. But it must have been, you must have had to learn so many new skills. Just, you know, book production, marketing your own stuff.
Yes, I think probably the biggest challenge for me was social media and trying to promote my books. I have a couple of social media accounts, and I write short stories regularly and put them on social media to try and get people to know my work. And setting it in Cornwall is just so wonderful, really. Most of my stories, that get to Cornwall gives me the inspiration to do that. You know, the moors, the stone circles, the fugus and the standing stones and the mine workings, abandoned mine workings, they just give an atmosphere of mystery which makes it easy to write from.
Get yourself in the supernatural zone. Well, thank you very much for the chat, Marius. Where is the devil? You see, you may say magus, I say magus. I think you're probably right. The devil's magus, where is it available?
It's available from all, you know, on Amazon, from all our online retailers like Kobe, and for the locally, it's available at the Black Cat bookstore in Launceston. Or Launceston.
And I'm sure you'll be there doing the odd signing. Marius, thank you very much indeed. Wishing you all the well with your venture.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you. Marius Creed there. Local boy, returned home, and now published author. His new book is called The Devil's Magus.